Driving back home the other night, the sudden vibration was unmistakable. I had a flat. But I was in the far left lane of an 8-lane interstate and no one was letting me over. By the time I made it to the right shoulder, I was riding on the metal rim and there was little left of the shredded tire. I managed to replace the spare and hobbled to a mechanic. The diagnosis was grim. I would have to replace the tire, the rim, and realign and rebalance all four tires. I struggled with the news and called on God's delight and understanding in the situation. I know tire alignment and balance are essential for proper care and true performance and safety. And I know the same is true for life alignment and spiritual balance. But why here? Why tonight? And why now? Have you ever felt your path forward is a bit askew, zigzagging and out of balance, unaligned? Well, you're in the right place at the right time. The theme for this meditation from Psalm chapter 37 is, well, alignment. Calling on God to balance your longings with His. Calling on God to align your desires with His delight. Regardless of it being the start or the finish of the day, this gift of quiet meditation is yours to treasure. A steady place to encounter God in the midst of the zigzagging. A sanctuary, if you will, one to find balance and alignment with God. Begin by taking several deep belly breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with each breath, let your eyes begin to softly close. And for a moment, rest in this place of balance, a time of alignment, and a moment calling out for the harmony of God's Spirit and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from John chapter 15. As I lead us, respond softly and simply, God's delight. Stay joined to God and let His teachings become part of you through God's delight. Stay joined to God, then you can pray for whatever you want in God's delight. Stay joined to God, and your prayers will be answered by God's delight. Rest here once more for another moment, just breathing deeply and softly, and letting those words become yours, calling out for alignment with God's delight. Take this moment to note how you react emotionally to, well, zigzagging, wandering, being pulled off course. How does that feel? Now note any emotions the Holy Spirit lifts up for you to consider. Don't be ashamed or guilty by your thoughts. They're only thoughts. Take a moment to let your mind drift through how you feel when out of harmony or out of alignment with God's forward path for you. And consider that now. Now, thoughts of instability or chaos are not thoughts of God. So as they drift in, just note them but then let them drift away. As you allow the Holy Spirit to make you mindful and thankful for aligning you with God. Just grant access for the Holy Spirit to renew your mind, to align it with that of Christ's. Center on His delights, His longings for you. Center too on your breathing. Let wandering thoughts slip away with each deep, aligning belly breath that you take. Become more mindful, aware, and aligned with God with each breath that you take. Zigzagging thoughts may still float by. That's okay. In fact, I give you permission for those. But don't linger on them. Let them remind you to align back to the delights of God. Center on the sacred words, God's delight, for several moments. Continue by listening to God's word now. This is the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this psalm written by King David. It's a hopeful letter that he wrote addressing the problem of evil. But imagine it being written to you. Listen and savor each word for you, from David, through the Holy Spirit. From Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, from the New Living Translation. My dear friend, I know you feel alone and surrounded by evil, but please remember to center on and take delight in the Lord, and He will then give you your heart's desires. What emotions were stirred as you read this note from David? Once more, from Scripture, take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Where is the Holy Spirit guiding your mind after hearing these words? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute to contemplate and align your desires with God's delights. Allow this second expanded divine reading now from the Christian Standard Bible to be experienced as a prayer from you to the Lord. Let these words become yours as you listen. Dear Lord God, I call out for you to give me the gift of trusting in you, Lord, and to do what is good. Help me to dwell in the land and live securely, to take delight in you, Lord, so that you will then give me my heart's desires. I give thanks in your glorious name. Amen. So for the next minute, let these words become yours in a whispered prayer of contemplation and aligning with His delights. Your words, your time, before your God. Listen to this passage now a third time. Don't study the words too closely, but rather ponder how they make you feel. What do you experience as you listen to this wider passage from the contemporary English version? Don't be annoyed by anyone who does wrong, and don't envy them. They will soon disappear like grass without rain. So trust in the Lord and live right. The land will be yours, and you will be safe. So do what the Lord wants, and He will then give you your heart's desire. What did you encounter in this passage? What touched you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to be with David as he writes Psalm 37, his response to the problem of evil. As he answers the ancient question, why do the wicked prosper and the good suffer? David, of all people, knew what it was like to feel out of alignment with God's delights, pursuing his desires over God's delights. So what do you see on his face by candlelight as he writes these words? What do you hear in his voice as he pleads to God to protect him from the snares of the wicked? Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation, converting David's cries into your own, his words into yours. Your desired path to be in alignment with the desired path of God. Take all the time that you need or desire. Stay here for a while longer, centering on the sacred words, God's delight. Words to guide you through times of drifting, moments of feeling out of alignment with God. You know, we all zigzag, don't we? Well, be mindful of who you may encounter that is wandering, searching for a true path. A close friend or wandering stranger. How can you be the aligning voice of God to someone out of balance with his delight? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or nightfall, watch and feel with expectation for a moment you begin to zig when you should zag. Just notice the vibration when you wander off path to then align your desires back with the divine. For it will be then and there you will encounter the delight of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to remember to call out to God and to align your desires with His delights. To take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Now may divine delight bring you to the balance of Christ, the love of the Father, the guidance of the Spirit, and an encounter with God now and always. Amen.